Paul, any update on Dustin Bufflin?
I'll have something for you tomorrow.
Okay. We asked your guys, when you're pushing, Patrick scores a goal and you're trying to rally that, is that kind of an evening out factor, a little bit of a letdown when a guy like that who's so key to a comeback effort goes down?
Other than what Dustin's capable of doing, I don't think there was an emotional sag when we've had players get injured before. That wouldn't be a story for me at the game.
When you come off a loss to Calgary at home, and then there's obviously some bitterness, some resentment from the fellas. They want to come back with a better effort. They talked about needing to play simpler and all that. What do you make of the start of your club and how that may be what we would say a listless start would be?
I wouldn't find the start any different than the middle or even toward the end. They're going to sit a bit on that. There really isn't any piece of a game that you can point to and say, well, that was what was wrong with your game. We were slow. Whether we were slower with the puck than we were without it. So that affects absolutely everything that you do. So the question is, why did the team come over slow? I'll look back and say there was something wrong with the way I practiced them yesterday and prepped them for the game, because I did not expect, and nobody would have, a free-flowing game by any means, or lots of offense to be had. That rarely happens when the two teams meet. But we, from our back end right through to our forwards, we were so very slow. Just our feet. And then everything for us good stems from that. And that's also a good defensive play stems from that. And 3 2-on-1s in the first period. We were just very slow tonight. It's not something that you see at all often in the other games. I haven't seen that. I just haven't seen it in a long time.
What did you see from your group after you made the line, or the line juggling was done?
Just the same. I didn't think it had any effect, positive or negative, either way. Didn't like we started. Was a bit optimistic behind the bench that we would get better. But we did not.
You talked the other night about a lot of your offense was stuck on the perimeter. Did you feel it was the same today, or did you get some more quality chances?
No, the games are going to... No, we had very few quality chances in this game tonight. But it wasn't where we took an opportunity to have a quality chance and tried to put something through the seam. We had 24 shot blocks. So first, there is a certain amount of... That's a piece of what they're very, very good at. So it wasn't a casual lens. They're good at that. But that goes back to the symptom of the disease that we died from tonight was we were just slow, right? Change an angle, create a seam, get a puck through, then win a battle. It was just a complete lack of speed to our game.
You only have a couple games over a longer stretch. You see this as a chance to re-energize for your group in some ways?
I would see it as a chance to get back on the ice, practice a little, get back up to tempo. So we've been off. We would have gone yesterday. Would have been our first practice in almost 3 weeks. Clearly, I didn't pick the right drills or the right tone because we came out flat and slow.
Well, when you are that slow and you're losing the puck battles the way you are, how much of it turns mental, and then how do you get out of kind of that rhythm of kind of almost convincing yourself?
That's the question you're asking after the first, because it's the tail of the game at that point. You need to get faster. We got 6 hits through one, which wouldn't bother me even a little bit if I felt we had the puck all night. But it's not even a decision to finish the check. We weren't even close enough to get to the puck to finish the check. And again, that it's not an easy. Get your feet moving. So you would have heard, play a simpler game, move the puck faster, and all those other things. But if your feet are not moving, so what they did a very nice job of is when we touched it, they got above our outs. So there wasn't a lot of clean places to put the puck. It puts an onus on the puck carrier then, even if it's 4 feet, to drive with speed to cause somebody to come to you, pull somebody off the check. We weren't able to do that.